Hello and welcome to the podcast at Finding Direction. This is Jim coming to you from East Toluca, Mexico City, the place where May is a time of great celebration. There's lots going on here in May beyond just our children both having birthdays in May. Right now, I'm hearing explosions. Bombas going off, kind of like noisy fireworks that go off for various celebrations, but the town of East Toluca, the town that's been kind of swallowed up by the city, has its traditional celebration at this time of year. And also, of course, there's Mother's Day. I was reading a blogger from Peru who was saying that I believe it was Peru, that was saying that Mother's Day was the biggest holiday there of the year. And I think it's outshone here a little bit by other days, such as there's other holidays that could claim the title, like the Days of the Dead or the celebration of the Virgin of Guadalupe in December. But Mother's Day is certainly a big deal here. And both the schools, fortunately on different days, had big celebrations. And Sherry's at one right now that has been going on since the morning into the afternoon. I think they had like a catered dinner and performances by the kids. I was actually there for a good part of it this morning for the part that Hannah was involved in. But I wasn't sitting with Sherry anyway because she had a special table and all that. And so I didn't go to the entire celebration, which is still going on. I'm actually going to pick up Nathaniel from school now anyway. But I wanted to talk to you just briefly because I have not had a chance hardly to blog or tweet or update my Facebook status or anything like that hardly in the last, well, really, the last month has been somewhat minimal, but I've been trying. So I wanted to just update you on a few things. There's important things happening that it doesn't seem fair that they're not mentioned. One of those things that just happened is a team was down here, and we were able to enjoy hosting two people from the team, Carissa and Amelia. And they were a team from Corbin University in Oregon, up in the United States. It was a great team. They came down and they did some things in Puebla. The Puebla area first, and then they came here and were involved in English classes, and they were at our Bible study Tuesday night and did some little cultural orientation and debriefing and so on with Rod and all kinds of different things they were doing while they were here. So they were only here for a few days, but we really enjoyed having them here, and hopefully some of them will be able to come back. Rod and I drove them up to the airport, over to the airport, whatever direction it is, yesterday, and said goodbye to them. But it was really good having them here, and it's nice to have that energy and momentum in a lot of the events that are going on. And they were here for the Sunday service, and that kind of energy can really draw people in. I, on the other hand, was extremely low on energy the last few days. Not feeling well at all, so I'm sure I was showing very little enthusiasm. Unfortunately, I hope I wasn't rude, but I'm kind of dragging still, so I'm trying to, I'm going to need to catch up a little on sleep. I think that's probably one key thing over the next couple days here, but if that's possible, we keep trying to do that, and, you know, something keeps coming up that we have to finish for tomorrow, and we end up working into the night on various things, because May is May. May is full of mayhem. So, that was exciting. I mentioned in a note somewhere that we had our first chronological Bible study on Tuesday night, led by Jose. Well, I gave an introduction, and David led some songs, and then Jose led the actual Bible study portion, a Bible study that a number of us have been involved in putting together. And let me just say, it was really great. I thought it went really, really well. lots of people there. The team, of course, was there, so that added extra people. But other than that, even, there was a very, very good turnout. The church was pretty full for something like this. And we're off to a really good start. So we have roughly 15 weeks in our chronological Bible study. This was an introduction to the Bible. What does the Bible say about itself, the authority of the Bible? And then we're going to be on to the creation next week. And so that's just a really exciting thing. We're going to look forward to learning lots and talking lots, having some good conversations, and it's just interesting to hear what kinds of things people are interested in, what kinds of things they want to talk about. And that's what I'm really looking for as we go to these studies the next few weeks. So that is a big job still on my plate. I've already put many, many, many hours into that study and will continue to do so as the next weeks go by, because we want to come out with something that's really reusable and valuable. And so it's going to morph and grow as we go along. So that's been really good. So that those are some of the many, many things that have been on our minds. Hannah's birthday is past. Nathaniel's is tomorrow. So we've had some small family times with them, and then, Lord willing, we'll be having a party, something bigger, a little later this month. So working on that as well. So there is a lot going on. I can't even think of everything, but those are some of the big ones that are on my plate. And of course, Sherry continues to be involved with some of the women's ministry. She helped to lead a Bible study on Tuesday along with Myra, and that went really well from what I heard from Sherry. And of course, there's still some baking classes and craft classes and other events like that that Sherry has been particularly involved in. So, well, you've now driven more or less to Nathaniel's school with me, so I better pick him up. Thanks so much for stopping by. Remember, you can subscribe using the link at cottrellcompass.com and actually /blog, cottrellcompass.com/blog. And there is actually a new way to get to Finding Direction, if it's easier for you to remember. And that is finding-direction.com. That will take you directly to the blog. And you can find a link there for the podcast. The link is there on the sidebar, so you can stick it into iTunes or your other favorite program for listening to MP3s and podcasts. All right, I'm going to get Nathaniel now. I hope you're having a great day. Stay in touch, and we'll do our best to do so as well, even though it's a really busy month. But I'm glad I had a few minutes to talk. We'll talk to you later.